This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
Here on Chat with Stu Mac today. Scott Jago's out on assignment somewhere. I have no idea where he is.
We'll find out.
We'll find out later. That'll be in the news. We do have a legend of KMOX, if I might say so. Fred Bottomer, of course, you know him as the religion editor and, of course, the health editor on Total Information AM during the week. And now he's on Total Information AM on the weekend here in a Chat with Stu Mac segment. Fred, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Stuart. I really appreciate the offer.
So I'm letting out a secret that people may not know about you, if that's okay. Can we do that?
I guess it's too late.
Okay, so you are an avid baseball card collector and just baseball memorabilia collector of all sorts.
Yeah, I think that's more a collector of memorabilia of all kinds for baseball, especially old-time baseball things is what really excites me. So whenever I get the chance, I try to pick up something related to old-time baseball, nostalgia, that sort of thing.
I found this out because we kept bumping into each other at a local flea market out in Belleville every once in a while, and I would say, Fred Bottomer, ladies and gentlemen, I would yell to everyone, look, it's Fred Bottomer! No, I just kidding. But we were both looking around the place, and you were telling me what you were finding, and then I was like, wait a minute. You have this love for baseball cards, and you have a pretty amazing collection that I know about.
I've got all of my cards from my childhood, so that would be cards in the mid to late 60s, all through the 70s, early part of the 80s. So I've got a lot of those, and over time I've picked up some other cards that are a little bit older, which are pretty cool too.
What was like the first card that kind of got you hooked that you think?
Oh, man. You know, I think my dad handed down to me an old Babe Ruth card. So that was pretty cool. It's in such bad shape. You know, it's like it was, you know, the joke is always that kids back then would put their baseball cards in their bicycle.
I know.
Spokes. This was like run over by a truck. But it's really cool. I don't know if it's worth much because it's in such bad shape.
What year is that one?
1933.
Okay. So that's legit.
Yeah. I did buy at an auction. The state of Missouri has auctions once in a while around the state once in a while. Wow. And I went to an auction in Columbia and they had like a 1911 card of I guess it was a Cardinal pitcher. And I got into the bidding for it, but I'm, you know, one of the most frugal guys around. So I set a limit of $40. I'm not going over $40 for this card.
I love it.
And, you know, instantly the bidding started at 30. I made my $40 bid. And then next thing you knew, it was at 50 and I was done. And it kind of made me mad because then it stopped at 60. The guy behind me bought it for 60. And I was thinking, oh man, I should have gone for it. Yeah. And later that day I found out the guy who outbid me was set up by my wife.
Oh.
To carry on when I chickened out.
Because she knew your
she
limit.
She knew I would chicken out at $40.
I see.
And so my brother-in-law went ahead and made the $60 bid and gave me the card. So
that is amazing.
It worked out great.
I love that. And the fact that you didn't have to pay any of the $40. That's the best part. Frugal mind, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you buy another card because, you know, he won? Did you find anything else
we'll
in
let
that
it
show?
Go, we let it go at that. but I'm, you know, I find out as I do these things that I'm more of a paper collector. And not newspapers, but I think that's what the collectors call just things that do with paper, books, programs, magazines, posters, that sort of thing.
And you're always bringing in something to show me. I love it.
Yeah. It's the joy of my Monday to come into work and bring an item to show you that I got over the weekend for practically nothing.
I've been trying to keep up with you because every once in a while I would try to like bring in a book as well to show you. And you're like, yes, dude, just put that away.
No.
But what have you brought
in
today?
I love everything. Oh, I was at a really great estate sale 2 weekends ago, and there was the most baseball stuff I ever saw. It was like going to Disney World for me. And everything was super, super cheap. So most of these things on Sunday, I bought like at 75% off. So things were huge books. We're going for $1 each.
Oh, my gosh.
So I bought a book of baseball memories from 1950 to 59, baseball postcard collection book.
Oh, there you go. I know you're in the postcards, too.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of those.
Babe Ruth book, and then this huge book about classic baseball cards from 1886 to 1956.
This is like an 11 by 17 book. It's not like just a little book.
It's a doorstopper book. That's what
right.
It is. You just put
garage
it in
the doorstopper.
Oh, that could be. That
you
could
know, it would hold up your garage door.
And
for
I know
a little.
You love that era because I remember, was it a year or so ago when you actually did a news story on some of the very old first baseball teams? You went out on the field, you know, in a
vintage
local park
baseball, did,
and took part in a vintage baseball game. That's really cool.
Yeah, I got the chance to play in a game, and they invited me back. So I think this season I'm going to play in another vintage baseball game. You know, I wonder if they have another jersey. You could just join me. We could play some vintage baseball.
Oh, man.
What would you say to that?
That would be kind of ugly. you know, the struggle I'm going through right now is that I've put my best cards into a safe deposit box, which means I can't see them that often. You know, you got to go out of your way.
Wow.
To go.
Right. You can't display them at home or something.
Right. So, but you know, that way I can hand them down to my kids and they don't really want them. But, you know, maybe that'll change in a few years. We'll see.
Fred, thanks so much for joining me on Chat with Stu Mac. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for asking me.